You know we had to get the hooligans up here. We gonna take this pussy nigga out. Yo, Dot, I got you.
Can't stop, won't stop. I just fucked your bitch in a Sean John tank top. Treat a bad bitch like she average. I treat a bad bitch like a
this
bad
a
bitch. And
it
never let me
classic.
Get money again. On my Cat Williams when they get funny again. Yeah, you see they tried to count me out. I like that. We just hit a number one. We right back. 500 down on the bottom. 500 up at the top. Titanium grill. Caught that smile on the rock. I done had everything that you're able to get.
You already know what time it is. Here's your boys in the child. Building.
Hey. Another one, volume one, then it's two and three, vultures on repeat, still feel like Pablo, drug dealer chic, Pluto sent the drones, it hit like Metro Beats, it's a rapper, nigga, where's Lucy and serve your master, nigga, you caught a little bag for your masters, didn't you?
Lifetime deal. We got other people that want to join in. You know what I'm saying? Episode 135 of the Sucio Boys podcast. Listen, we ain't done with the intro yet. Stop playing with us. You already know what time it is. We out
where
here.
We go? Where are we going with this?
I don't want no issues, bro. I don't want
listen.
No smoke. I don't want fights. I don't want
to
do nothing, bro.
Just need you to
anything
know.
This is a certified hood classic.
Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with C? Who wants... Pussy, I'm drifting red. Don't let this R&B shit fool you niggas get ripped to shreds. Quavo talking like he a thug, nigga, you a bitch with dread. Can't wait to see the day that you back up all of that
hey,
shit you said.
Rap beef all weekend. You talking, you know what I'm no saying? Hurt, no, all week, all weekend. Hip hop is live back at Will.
Fuck my ex hoe, that's cool.
That's
I
what I'm
no
here for.
Nigga. Cause I fucked your ex when you was still with a bitch. I'm up, little nigga.
They I'm up for all types of madness, ignorance. You know what I'm saying? Episode 135 of the Sucio Boys podcast. All right, Breezy, I need you to calm down, sir. Anyways, you know, we in the building and shit. 800 Shogun. I'm here with Gang Nim. Let me get up out the way. You know what I'm saying? In the, I will say, the red corner, let me introduce to you a man blessed by God. The richest nigga in the South by Southwest, always dressed in Sunday's best, saying all the wild shit with his whole motherfucking chest. Ladies and gentlemen, it is him, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Sloan Kettering. Sir, welcome in. I see you by name, and I see you here. How are thee, cousin? You know what I'm saying? How you feeling? I don't know if you know you got your mic muted, but hey, yo, pause. Also, we got a nigga in the building over in the blue corner. We're going to wait to get to Sloan, you know what I'm saying, before he does his intro. I got a nigga in the blue corner. Pause. Listen. He's always the flyest nigga in the room, even when he's not in the room. Him and Doc Brown always shutting shit down when they driving around town in the DeLorean because that's what they go exploring in. Listen, on a hoverboard, using a pen like a sword, going, traveling into the future and back just to let us know how fly this nigga really is, you know what I'm saying? And writing another love ballad for your cousins who will be born, you know what I mean? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, coming way back into present day from the future, it's our brother, none other, Mr. Marty McFlyer than you. Sir, how are you and how do you do? Look, he muted too. Everybody in here kind of, sort of.
Oh, no, we here. My bad. I thought I pressed the button. My bad. I'm off this feel free right now, feeling quite groovy. My apologies.
Okay. Me too,
yeah,
feel
I got
it.
To. I'm saying they got work in a few hours. I'm trying to be as lit as possible. They ain't listening, so I can say it out loud. I'm but I'll say it's a little five.
Next text I get, Hey, dog, then let me get... Damn, nigga, how'd you get fired on your day off, bro?
I was like, damn, I didn't even know they was listening like that. Allegedly. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, I'm feeling great. You have an issue boy, Marty McFly, and you. AKA Marty Four, you feel me? AKA Elvis Freshly.
Oh, my goodness. Viva Las Vegas! Apologies.
All good. Tragic Johnson.
Tragic.
Mm-hmm.
Black Sajak. Swarway Jetson. Yerv got it. Yerv! Bruce Springsteen. Skirt Angle.
Mm.
Man in the corner. Who is he?
He's one of them rangers. Dangerous folk they are, one in the wild.
Mm-hmm.
Painting happy trees with consent. You know what I'm saying? About to be springtime. You know? No foliage, though. You know what I'm talking about? It's your boy, Throb Ross. Flex Luthor. Trill Scott. Screwhair Vandross. Fetty Murphy. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm in the multiverse right now. You know what I'm saying? Smoking on some of that Green Goblin pack. You know what I mean? It's your boy Peter Sparker, a.k.a. You know what I'm saying? I might even crush up some Yoda and put it in there. It's your boy Flygon Jim. Cruiser Pettyweight. Universal. Multiversal. Including Leap Years. Cruiser Pettyweight Champion. It's your boy Lowkey Kingston. Mm. Boop, 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 boop. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Optimus Grind. Jimi Hendrix. Lil Uzi Vert. Afkasi Poppy. Chihu.
Chi fucking who, dude? Let me see if Sloan got audio back in. I see. We still might be having a little. Let me see. Let me do this real quick. But while we are awaiting, you know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and drop it.
Am I the meanest?
Sure enough.
Am I the prettiest?
Sure enough.
Am I the baddest mofo no down around this town?
Sure enough.
But who am I?
Sure enough.
Who am I?
Sure enough.
I can't hear you.
Shogun! Mm-hmm. Shogun's in the building. A-Hun the Shogun, you know what I'm saying? Number one rule in the universe, protect your neck at all times. Otherwise, I come through with the guillotine. Chop my shit clean, if you know what I mean. One Punch Man with the tan, neck for you, the tan, liquor stand. If you were outside for the 99 to 2000, you already understand. I was bagging aunties on accident. I apologize in advance. Sorry, not so sorry. You know what I'm saying? Listen, Pablo Baldini, side tackling niggas into the fourth row. Listen, sir, I got a ball. You don't even need to make a call. But now that I'm on the attack, once I get outside the 18, Pele with the AK, dropping bombs into the upper 90, putting them top shelf because that's where I like to place them, bitches. Double entendre. Don't ask me how I did that. Y'all know the rest. Hotep Abachi Shep, Dirt Reynolds, Petty Gordo, Flex Luger, Captain Jack Spano, host the Shogun Swashbuckler. Hey, friends, the rum is gone. Big Wang Theory, Roberto Bugio, the Drokage of the Hidden Keys, Spacely Spark It. You know what I'm saying? Yurt McGirt, Petty Pie May. But more than anything, I am and will always be the greatest living man among men. Listen, I am a gift from God, and that is why I am called your present. The universal of the Milky Way galaxy, planetary champion, known as that petty nigga. So petty, I stole a motherfucker's theme song because I couldn't see him. Petty Guerrero, DJ, hit that shit. Listen, man, trying to figure out what's popping. I would love to do Mr. Sloan, his intro. Marty is somewhere. I'm in here kicking it. Listen, sometimes we do renegade shit. But fellas, gentlemen, I must ask, how are you? How have you been? It's been quite a while, even though I'm lying because we chat with each other every single day. But obviously, we don't catch up with each other. So how are you niggas doing? Are you here? What's popping?
Man, I'm chilling right now.
Man,
trying to figure out a way to call. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure out a way to call out.
Damn, nigga, I stubbed my big toe, bro. I might have to go to urgent care. Nah.
Like, on God. And you know, the co-pays is hella expensive. Like, by the way, my checking is set up. You know what I mean?
Damn.
Like, I got to get the gas to work.
Be like, you know, I'll pay saying? Y'all niggas back.
On God. Like, that's just it ain't gonna work out.
Hilarious. Hilarious. Shit. Well, that's good, man. I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad to, you know, you're still doing your best, try to get out of work. How's your weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Good shit. What'd you say?
No, I'm just saying, man, I'm just over here chilling. What you get into?
Well, fucked working and other shit projects. Got presented with a project kind of on accident, but it's just because where I've been doing a lot of these like commissions. Mm-hmm. I've stayed over late, so I've pretty much been working inside the retail space that I work at during the day. So it's cool, but at the same sense, it's like, it's intriguing because you're in a very high traffic area, and when like the doors are closed, I'm usually listening to music, doing like either I'm painting, working on like a jacket, getting something fabricated, what have you. So yeah, it's I can't, damn, I really can, but I can't, but I can. But I was approached about doing a fashion capsule collaboration with a company, and they just so happened to be in the same vicinity, but the AGM walked by, so shout out to him. I'll leave him named Liz. You know what I'm saying? But no, it was really good. And then I got to hang out with the kiddos, man. You know, boring dad shit, just doing stuff and things. Trying to, you know, not really even sticking to the man. Just, like, I guess if that means I got to stay afloat, nigga, fuck y'all. Because y'all ain't helping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Bum-ass niggas.
Anyways, capsule, A-hun.
Yeah, so doing a fashion capsule. It's still in the early stages. There's actually, like, 3 more projects that I have coming up, but
any exclusives? Like, what you working on?
I mean, it's more so a line, but more than anything right now, it's a fashion show. So the venue is already like secured. It's just coming together of the people that are really going to be behind it. So everybody's schedule has just been off and busy. I'm always the type of person like, yo, I don't have to meet you in person. I can do this shit on a conference call. What's up? Like, if you can't get on the phone, get the fuck out of my face. Like, I'm on that type of time. I don't give a shit. But there's times where, like, I need to decompress. And even though I kind of, like, felt like shit this weekend, I still was like, yo, I got my kids. I'm under the weather, but what's up if we need to talk? So, yeah, that's project-wise. That's pretty much what's coming up. I think we're getting closer to summer than I realized, but I'm close to about 30 pieces done.
Shit.
I think. So, yeah. Fun times, man. Sloan, what's good, cousin?
Gross.
There he is.
Oh, fuck technology.
I feel that. You wanna do the drops? You know what I'm saying? You like, nah, fuck that shit. I don't care. All right, cousin. At this
point, I don't even want to be here.
You so upset.
I'm on three different computers.
Technology failed him.
I hate that so much.
Yeah, my phone.
Oh, I hate that so much, dude. Well, shit, man. Let's get it. How was your weekend, cousin?
I mean, I did drugs.
It sounds great.
It was 420.
Yes, it was. Happy 420.
Oh, I forgot.
You know what I'm saying? Look, see? Marijuana.
Real smokers, I ain't forget.
Did not. Yeah, I'm sure didn't.
I'm a casual now.
No.
Motherfuckers hitting me up. Hey, what you doing on Saturday, bro? I'm like, what's Saturday? And it's like, oh, it's 420. Nigga, I smoke every day. I'm a real smoker. You see the shit I got?
Right.
Oh.
Shout out to the sponsors before we even get into the fucking topics. You know what I'm saying?
See, Dr. You Dabber. Niggas would be lost without me.
Nah, son.
Didn't even say shit about the sponsors.
Shout out to the sponsors. Listen, Segway King, sir. What do you mean? Segway King. Shout out to Dr. Dabber, 710 Labs. Girl Gang Inc., Sexual Chocolate Factory, In Play Dogs, Luke Belair Champagne, Thunic. Am I missing anybody? Jail Blasters, you know what I'm saying? Over at fucking Susio Sports. Shout out to Thunic over at the Drelax Podcast and Aim High. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, make sure y'all go tap into all this shit. Apologies. Technology has really been beating the brakes off of CDB for like the better part of a week, but we figured some things out. So I had to do some back end shit, and I was trying to do most of it with the our network of things was down over the weekend. So I had to do that interactively between my iPad and my phone. But yeah, anyways, niggas, what the fuck is goody? You already know what the vibe is. Man, all right. So, question for Sloan. Marty, I'm going to leave any of this topical industry. Was hate part two? You know what I'm saying? Was there any particular hate that y'all came across or saw on the timelines or the feed that somebody thought was out of bounds, but you may disagree or agree? Case in point.
Some nigga last night won the AEW Heavyweight Championship.
Mm.
And it happens. And I said it with an ER. I don't give a fuck what y'all say to me talking about. You should be hard up. Fuck that nigga.
Fuck that nigga, bro.
I did my genealogy or whatever, toxicology or whatever the shit to tell you your bloodline. And I'm like, shit, 12% white, so I can say nigger with the ER. So, like, fuck that nigger.
Not for real, fuck that nigger for real. All skin folk ain't kin folk.
A, he beat Samoa Joe family to the show. And then two, that nigga pick and choose when he want to be a nigga. Three, he has some derogatory shit to say about black women, and he a nigga. Four, he don't even date black women. Five, he had a problem with a black publication that was trying to uplift black wrestlers, and he got mad because he felt he should have been higher on the list. Think, fuck you. It's up. Oh, and six, he blocked me on all social media because I be calling him a bitch on every level. And then take a page from Chris Brown's music recently released. He said, and I quote, "You're a bitch and your music is trash." So, Mr. AEW World Champion, you're a bitch and your music is trash. I said it.
And they're going to serve your ass up on Tosspray and Wembley.
And I stand on it.
Transitional champion ass nigga. Fuck you.
Ooh. Raccoon eyes having ass nigga.
Ooh.
Biggest sad nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
The world was better without you, hoe ass nigga.
Boy, I ain't gonna go. You said Hit Row is better without.
Yeah.
Shit.
We didn't notice his absence. They let AJ shine like he needed to shine instead of everybody just in the background in the fucking studio doing nothing while he did the most monotone ass promo ever. Nigga, if Killmonger wasn't resting in the sea right now, that nigga would have swam up and smacked the shit out you for besmirching his look like that.
On top of that, nigga, Killmonger was the bad guy. You were the good guy in the fight last night.
See, it already stupid. Like, bro, you don't even understand. I'm a nerd out real quick.
Why would you wear bad guy clothing?
Yeah, and you're supposed to be the
good guy to the fight. Like, my...
Oh,
you stupid nigger.
I mean, yeah, that shit was corny. I saw that. But I saw that everybody had beef.
And he had the Amazon.com like outfit. Like, nigga, this was last minute that you went and got this shit. You ain't think about this shit, nigga. You walk, you and some mulatto looking bitch was in Walmart, and you walked past the costume section and was like, "Damn, babe, wouldn't this be dope to come out?" Yeah. And nigga, if you gonna do some shit like that, come on now. Your company got money. Well, supposedly got money. Well, the nigga that owned you got money.
Yeah.
So why would you just come on outside with that goddamn
U.S. Polo Association, Burlington shoe copping, wear that dumb shit to the ring head ass nigga?
Yeah, that shit looks super weird. It looked like you know, it's like a Party City outfit. That shit looks so Party City. That shit that just pop up right before Halloween. That's where that nigga went to.
You see them U.S. Polo Association fat forms the nigga wear to the ring?
That shit look dollar store as fuck.
That nigga's character budget is limited.
Only reason you over is because of Nana.
That nigga, he ran out of V-Bucks.
Fuck you,
damn. Couldn't even afford the skins. That's crazy.
Oh, right. God.
Got the player pass, but only got the low level shit.
Right. He ain't get the battle pass. He waited on his friends to send him shit.
How are you 11:30 o'clock and appropriate? That nigga is 30 minutes away from midnight. I mean, everything he do feel like appropriation.
That's because he's from Washington.
Hey, be nice.
And not D.C. I mean, like, Washington.
Hey, boy, moving out there soon. Come on. Hey, don't blame Washington for him. Don't blame Washington for him.
You got to blame where he grew up at, Washington.
Well, he's from Tacoma, so that's different.
Tacoma Stanko. At that.
Stankoma is what they call it. And people in Washington call it Tacoma.
Nigga,
Stankoma.
Who? I ain't never heard that shit. Not once. I ain't never heard about Washington because I don't know no niggas that live there.
It's a lot of niggas, Asians and Polynesians. It's actually very diverse. But
Stankoma, I ain't never heard about them.
Stankoma.
I don't give a fuck. I'm pretty burly, but I don't know about them niggas. That's crazy. Disconnect. You see what I'm saying? Fuck out of here, nigga. Midwest,
have
baby.
Song,
huh?
Have you heard him rap?
I don't, nigga. Listen. No.
I gotta hear A-Hun's opinion on
nah. Because it's a lot of wrestling niggas that's trying. It's very few that do it. Like, come on, bro.
You gotta hear it.
Like, I mean, I like that the Rock. Listen, if we really, I know this is family, and I might fracture the bloodline a little bit, but the Rock need to go sit the fuck down, bro.
What? It doesn't matter. Him and White
that was my job. Damn. But the shit he did with Tech N9ne, bro. Nah. I mean, cool, good for you.
No. Okay. We don't talk about that.
See? Why not? It was just
it's about drive. It's about power.
why are you fucking yelling at me like that? Aggressive ass nigga.
Samoan in my I was like,
who is it? It's like one dude that I think that raps that I fuck with because Sloan fuck with him. But then I listened to him and I was like, oh yeah, all right. Dollar.
Yeah.
Isn't that it?
Frank, you know what I'm saying?
AJ Francis, top dollar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or Frank.
That nigga had, That's it. I fuck with him. That's it. Everybody else go sit the fuck down.
Archer,
I want
trying?
You to try it. That's cool. Go start DJ or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, we already got enough of those, but what's one more? Who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? Shit, oh. I'll start DJing. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Like, nigga, go be a gamer.
Yeah, sit down. Get nobody wants to see
like
you.
Everybody else.
You're a fucking dork and a cornball, and you discredit your own people. So get the fuck out of here.
That's why I bring hip hop.
I don't
AEW,
fuck with that nigga.
Nigga,
and they
up.
Pulled. Hold on. They pulled this nigga's receipts. So for me, who is a wrestling novice returning, because come on, I tell you all the time, Bret Hart is the greatest fucking wrestler of all time.
Oh, God, nigga.
Don't fucking say nothing
Gunshots.
To me. Don't play.
Gunshots.
Yeah, all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Gunshots.
Bret Hart.
All right, I see y'all bitches make me. I see y'all make me want to act up today. Fuck Bret Hart. Fuck Canada.
Fuck you.
Fuck Canadian bacon.
No,
maple syrup. Fuck that guy. Fuck Toronto. Fuck Drake. Fuck The Weeknd. Fuck all them niggas. Fuck the Heart Foundation. Fuck
wow.
Blue Blazer.
Watch your mouth.
Fuck Natty.
Fucking mouth.
Fuck TJ.
We're not doing that.
Fuck
We're
all
not
them
doing
niggas,
that.
Man. Fuck that whole family, cuz.
We not doing that, nigga.
It's Shawn Michaels till I die. Yeah, that's
man,
hate.
Fuck
man,
out of here.
Fuck
you don't get that mark-ass nigga with the sunken eyeball
nigga,
the fuck
nigga
out.
Is Sexy Red doing any of them other niggas' theme music? Nope. She doing Shawn.
I'm gonna
be doing Shawn Michaels. She just
nigga,
a
guess
sexy
what?
Bitch.
And she was wearing
sexy
pink.
Bitch.
She was wearing pink and fucking black. Nigga, that was a diss, nigga. That was a diss to Shawn Michaels.
Let's come back
fuck
together,
mean,
no,
that's
let's
how I took that.
Let's
I ain't trying to hear none of that
shit.
Greatest
when
motherfucker.
Shawn Michaels, nigga.
It's finna be
Hatfield McCoy's rivalry.
Nigga. Oh no, I respect Shawn. He's one of the goats, but no, nigga, we not doing that. But
nah,
when that
nigga.
Sexy red drop.
That nigga had shit but a fuck ass sharpshooter.
Fuck out of here, nigga.
Definitely.
The sharpshooter, nigga.
Definitely not.
Hell yeah.
Definitely not, nigga.
His main offense was a suplex into a fucking mid rope elbow drop, and it wasn't even like an elbow drop. It was like
the majority of Shawn Michaels' offense. Tell me the majority of Shawn Michaels' offense.
Nigga, left hand punch, right hand punch,
super kick up. In the super
kick,
in the elbow drop.
Kick up, elbow drop. Look at white woman number 347 in the crowd. Shake his hair.
God. This debauchery. Yes,
get out of my face, bro.
Yes, get out of here.
Ain't no nigga out here started wearing pink before this nigga and made that shit
assless
look
chaps to the ring, bro.
Nigga,
Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, that's crazy.
No disrespect to Shawn, nigga, but no, that's
that nigga was not, he was the prince of the WWE. He was telling his boss to suck his dick every day.
First off, this ungrateful ass nigga would have never touched a fucking title if Brett didn't do it first. There would have been no DX if he didn't give him the name. There would have been no Austin if Rip didn't do that. He started the Attitude Era. Nigga, what you talking about? There would have been no WrestleMania 10 ladder match.
Yeah, go off, cuz.
When the Rockers got fired in 88, who angled how to come back?
Nigga,
who was okay with willingly putting him over there? Nigga, no.
Yeah.
Please.
Shawn Michaels ain't fight Yokozuna, nigga.
Yes, he did, nigga. Sit your casual. Hey, real wrestling fans are talking. Sit your casual ass down.
Wait a minute. Oh,
he ain't fighting him in WrestleMania.
Hold on. Before I forget.
Did he?
Before I forget.
Bret Hart did that.
Yeah. Wait. Before I forget, because what Sloan was talking about before we like went off the fucking rails, what niggas was saying. I seen some people, Sloan. You know exactly who I'm talking about. That was like subtweeting against the culture. Like mm-hmm. when it was some women shit or when it was some nigga shit before, then they wanted to put the raise they motherfucking fist, but won't stand 10 toes down and understand like why we're so fucking upset or why niggas don't care that this nigga won. Oh, if you want to say some shit, then you don't have to announce it. Bitch, you didn't have to sit up and fucking tweet that.
Hey,
press send, bitch. I'm gonna say what I want.
Exactly. Because here's what I'm gonna say, and listen. This is to whomever this may concern, close to us or far away. You argumentative ass niggas, you fuck niggas, you fuck bitches, all you weirdos that need to go outside and touch dirt or cement because you niggas have no authority in anything in any way, shape, or form. You niggas are mid-tier ass NPCs and you ain't got shit else to do. So your validation comes from other niggas doing shit that you don't have the ability to do. You fucking weirdos, go sit down, shut the fuck up. We will say what we want to. And if I come direct and I start tagging you niggas, then y'all gonna have a problem. Shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up. Don't say nothing to me. Don't say nothing to Sloan. Don't say nothing to Marty. You niggas that want to argue about some shit that y'all don't got no fucking idea about. You soccer niggas are weird. You wrestling niggas are weird. Some of you niggas are just weird in general, but y'all will drive into a subpar group of niggas when other niggas are really standing out heads and tails above you and uplifting other people, and y'all do fuck shit. Like, and y'all validate.
Never touch the titty.
Never.
Hey, never touch the titty or some of these high and mighty bitches that you want to act all stuck up knowing damn well you don't let the team or most of these niggas on Twitter hit. Cut that bullshit out. Why are you so upset about it? You can't say this. So it's like, wait, I thought you was pro-black, because when niggas is getting mad that this fuckhead-ass nigga, this coon-ass nigga, pick and choose when you want to be pro-black. You just want to go out your way to be anti, to go and say some shit. You ain't even trying to understand why niggas say, like, there's receipts. And you could look this shit up your goddamn self, but you going out your way to part subs and say a whole bunch of shit. Like, you going against the culture. The next time some shit happens and niggas is standing up, don't say nothing. No. Don't put your fist down.
Just direct all the things to me, because I like to be petty on the internet and I'm here for it. And it's been a while, so I just need to get my aggression out because I, you know,
got you.
So let me know who's talking and then send me the screenshots, because you know how niggas like to delete tweets and act like they didn't.
Hold on. I gotta re-unload the clip.
Full clips, bro. Duffel bags. I'm here for absolute vengeance and violence and chaos. You know what I'm saying? I say it rap beef all weekend. I meant that shit.
You lonely, idiot, lame head ass niggas that go out your way to be fucking anti and argue a bunch of shit that nobody's trying to argue. You don't know how to agree to disagree because you can't make a fucking valid point. And then you just keep, like, whatever's wrong with you, go to therapy. Get some friends. Go rub one out. I don't know, nigga. Go paint. Ride a skateboard.
I will crash out on you niggas in the comments, I promise.
And if you're going to say something, nigga, at me. I love, like, I be trying to be nice and shit because, you know, I mean, everybody's opinion is subjective at the end of the day, even mine. But when I'm sitting over here having a conversation with somebody else and then you want to sub it, it's just like, don't sneak and delete. You want to say some shit, Joe casual ass. Apparently, my Grammy award-winning ass don't know nothing that you keyboard warrior over here is trying to suck dick to a company that don't even know you fucking exist. Like, if you really gonna say that, nigga, stand on that shit and fucking say it. Casual ass gonna try to tell me how some shit fucking works. You're another nigga on the internet with an opinion. Granted, that's most of us. When it comes down to this business shit, we talking about this music shit, know your fucking place. Because we are not on the same tier. We ain't even on the same fucking planet. I don't even like talking like this. When it comes to lame ass niggas like you, the closest thing you ever gonna get to having any say or any real authority in music is your Apple or Spotify playlist. Other than that, shut your whole ass the fuck up. Stay in your motherfucking place, because grown niggas is talking, business is talking, and until you can get a tenth of the fucking way of where I'm at, nigga, keep your motherfucking opinions to yourself or keep fucking scrolling your own head, ignorant ass, stubby looking, built like a fucking thumb, no fucking teeth, wearing your Burlington 2 for $25 fitted that don't even fit your bulbous ass head. lame ass nigga, get the fuck out my motherfucking face.
Yeah, fucking, nigga.
Fucking novice ass casual normie nigga. Shut the fuck up. Business is talking.
Did he call that nigga a normie?
Yeah. Fuck them normies. Stop summer.
Like what I'm saying, nigga. Like in this case, nigga, you a normie gonna try to tell me what the fuck do I know? A hell of a lot more than your ass, dude.
Yeah, nigga.
The fuck you talking about, nigga? Niggas are not gonna hire you.
I can tell. I could tell niggas was anxious to get to this.
Yeah, I'm on gang time, nigga.
Always over here with all these fucking things.
Listen,
got some fucking shit to say. You're anti. I gotta argue some shit, and we're just trying to have a discussion, nigga. Have an educated discussion.
I'm here to nunchuck niggas in the comments, bro, and in real life. I have been walking
fuck
around with nunchucks,
weirdo ass nigga.
It is really so much stress because niggas see you walk around with nunchucks, they are not gonna say nothing. So I might have to just start dropping what Nikita Lyons be doing and shit.
Ooh,
right,
for sure. Shout out to
you know how she be dropping the videos. I mean, I ain't got no ass or nothing. I mean, in like little wrestling talent, but because that split shit is trash. You got to get it out of here. Get a little bit better in the technique, in the ground game, and all that other shit. Because that split finish is really not doing anything. If y'all don't get these fucking mini boppers the fuck out, I mean, it looks great.
Hey,
don't get
here.
Me wrong.
Look here, if she do it to me, I'm not gonna.
I'm not opposed to you doing
right
that to me,
you.
Madam. Don't get me wrong. But if I'm talking about Bret Hart and then I'm then going to Nikita fucking Lyons, bro,
ooh, stop I know you're
playing
about.
With me.
I know
they both like niggas.
Yeah. Yeah. But if I'm going from like
A-Han's
that technicality,
about?
That level of wrestling, right? HBK, the fact that we can even sit here and have an argument about two fucking WWE Hall of Famers.
Two of the greatest of all time. But don't, these niggas is trying to compare some stupid shit. I know exactly what you was talking about, A-Hun, because niggas was trying to talk greasy and be crazy the other day.
But listen, I said what I said. A lot of you niggas are weird. Go touch dirt. Otherwise, say something to me directly. Fuck you and your fat back having ass mama.
Damn,
why body
fat
built
back
bitch.
Ass mama.
Yeah, why body have an ass, bitch. Nobody
get the fuck out of here
bitch.
For niggas taking
you know
nunchucks
saying?
And smacks and bacon off her back, nigga.
Listen, I have nothing to lose in this ever, ever, ever.
My bad.
I'm
I
great.
Got out of character.
I have
the A-Hun Sloan.
It's cool. I have achieved greatness. Like most of you niggas, like I've lived three lives over and all this shit is extra. I feel like Snoop sometimes. Like
my
all
nigga,
of this.
You have
cool.
Ascended.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? What are we talking about? You niggas are worried about the wrong shit. I just hang out here because it's fun to watch y'all. Foreshadowing, foreshadowing, foreshadowing. But y'all are fucking weirdos. Yeah, I mean, me too, but I claim it. Y'all just try to act normal and it's terrible. It doesn't suit you.
Oh my God.
What happened?
Wow. The Nuggets just came back and beat the Lakers on the last second shot.
Shut up.
These niggas was down by like 20.
Oh, in going into the fourth?
Yeah.
That's
and ended up Jamal Murray just hit a baseline jumper to end the game.
Hey.
That Lakers, shit was crazy.
Lakers, what? That's 2-0 for the Nuggets?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it is what it is. We know what's coming out of the West, man. Hardest conference right now. Anyways, anybody else? Is there any other hate that we need to get off our? If you got hate in your heart, let it out.
I knew we couldn't. Oh, Anthony Davis looked like he got hurt too. What else is new?
Mr. Glass, bones are brittle. Oh, dang.
I gotta admit though, that was therapeutic to get that out.
You know yeah, I mean? Man, good for you. I'm so glad. I just like to do that shit because I'm crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm usually more quiet out of two, but it was just like, nah, the next time it happens, like at me or I'm adding this nigga directly, and then we can have that conversation.
It's cool. I'm saying fuck
you.
You
always
want to
fucking
got a problem.
Debate some shit.
Anybody
that got,
nigga got
on some New Balances?
Probably.
Oh, so the Nuggets came back and won, huh?
Niggas yeah, man, New Balances.
He just said that like 2 minutes ago.
No, sorry. I was grabbing some out the fridge. And then
My bad.
This is exactly what happened the first game. That's what I was saying earlier. I hope that the Lakers can stay consistent because the last game they was running it up and then the half hit and then
ran out of gas because the niggas Jokic was trash.
Jokic was like, nah, nigga.
Ran out of gas because the niggas is trash. A lot of niggas can't play.
Oh, I was about to make fun of this dude, but he looked like he a special needs kid.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that.
We don't need that.
No.
We just got
anyways,
done
fellas. On to the next. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So, what have we learned, fellas, and from your opinions in general about this, it doesn't have to be a specific one, but what have we learned about relationships? Be that friend, partners. Sloan, you brought this up a couple weeks ago. I don't know how you meant it, but I'm just kind of leaving it open. So what have we learned so far as we are in supposedly the adult stages?
It depends. Everything is a relationship, business, friendship. You know what I'm saying? So like, what I basically what I've learned is be patient.
Yeah.
With everything. Be patient and listen. You know that old saying, God gave you two ears and one mouth, you should listen more than you should talk. But that's all
that's a bar.
You gotta listen to people and kids, if you listen to people, they'll tell you everything you want to fucking know. They'll give away everything if you just shut up.
Yeah.
And people, be patient.
People will tell you a lot. That's a good one.
Now, whether you believe it, that's on you, big dog.
I'll add to that. I think on top of like what Sloan said just there is, you know, not just be patient with things, but like, if you believe it or not, you also have to be observant, right? Because a lot of people don't like kind of keep the blinders on. And I'll give you an example. I went, you know, I was working Saturday and, you know, the next day I had to get my kids, but my cousin got put on the bill for an event and it was a 420 event. So I'm like, all right, fuck. So I'm driving back and forth. We end up getting to the show. And then I just kind of look around, you know, because I've always stood somewhat outside the music industry, at least from like the ground level. Friends with a lot of folks, network, this, that, and the third. But I'll go into different places and, you know, we'll recognize or I can get us into certain spaces. As I'm like watching some stuff go on, I was trying to tell my cousin, I was like, bro, to be honest, we might be able to get up out of here. So peep it, 20 minutes go by, see some other shit going down, and then we just end up dipping out. Half the performers didn't show up. It was cold outside. Niggas didn't plan for weather, nor do they ever. And it spurned me to post something online, but it was just like, as you look and you offer help, like, I always ask, like, who can I talk to when niggas don't? And it something happened too where it was like kind of it felt disrespectful. And then I was just like, okay, I didn't put a hex on this nigga or nothing, but it's just like karmatically things will come back to you if you are patient, but you also are observant, you watch, you listen, you pay attention, shit like that. That's one thing I think I've learned. So to add on to Sloan's point, another thing is to keep it short. Be okay with things as they are at that moment, right? Like a lot of times people get all jittery and shit because they're expecting shit or they're dwelling on shit in the past. It's called the past. You can't change it. And then, you know, future, they're dwelling on the future. That shit is make-believe because none of that shit has come to fruition. You don't see it in front of you. So all that anxiety and shit that you lean into, it's not really a worry. It's like, where do you have to be more often than not? You just have to remain in the present. What do I got to do right now? Once you go from there, all the other shit flows forward. At least I think. I think a lot of times people are just very impatient. That's what I've seen from, like Sloan said, business relationship, regular relationships. So, you know, some people might even take this out of context and thinking I'm talking about one specific thing. I'm not, but I think he's not either. Marty, you got anything?
Well, just in terms of relationships in any aspect, everybody says that 50-50 shit. I believe everything should be, you give 100% each way. Mm-hmm. It's just in different, it's all in different ways. But the one thing that's consistent is being consistent. Like Sloan said, listening actively and being patient. But then also a lot of that comes, sometimes that takes understanding, some empathy. And then also don't waste people's time. If it's a bad business relationship, it's a friendship, it's a relationship, you don't want your time wasted. Life is short. We all got shit going on. At that point in time, like it ain't much to be responsive or to, you know what I mean? Rather, it's just like with friendships, to like be responsive when engage in the conversations, check on your peoples. If something's going on, be there. If niggas is just talking, like sometimes just being present, even if it's not physically and it's just on the phone or on some Twitter shit or whatever, being present. Like that's important in a business relationship, like giving 100% and being invested. That's important. Relationships in general. All of us have grown in relationships or been in relationships and understand the things that takes. It's not all good. It's not all bad. Sometimes you might want to drop kick somebody, but ultimately you want to make sure that you're there to pick someone up or to carry your weight the same way you would want it done opposite way around. Because if you half-ass anything, it's like, okay, like ain't nobody trying to deal with no half-ass friend or no half-ass business relationship or no half-ass partner.
Right.
You're not giving nothing. Like, what am I doing here? Like, there's plenty of people that will do so much more in many different ways than people you got to chase down or beg or constantly check on,
right?
To see if they fuck with you like that.
Right. Should be ebb and flow, like it's equivalent exchange.
Fair exchange, no robbery.
Yeah.
I mean, if niggas feel robbed, then it's, you know, nigga might hit a lick and then you're going to be ass out.
Sloan, you ever, what's something that you found that you learned at least in the past year, either through like a business relationship, maybe it's like a good thing that you maybe didn't know previously?
Wear your hat like Ray J. No, I learned keep all your shit to yourself, man. Niggas be hating, and everybody, every ear you vent to ain't listening for you. Know what I mean?
Bars.
So the motherfucker you might be venting to might just be gathering information to give to somebody else.
Touche, my friend.
You know what I'm saying? That's from the wise words of Ray J's hat.
Nigga, keep moving every 30 seconds.
now you gotta wear it like T.I. If you need time, use a bigger word.
You know, indubitably.
You know what I'm saying? Anytime you know, you enhance the vernacular, you know what I'm saying?
You know, I hope vernacular and my extreme use of the English dictionary. Uh-huh. I didn't want to say.
Nigga said indubitably. It took me to sleep. Oh my
God. I just want to say, I'm going to go ahead and matriculate out of here expeditiously.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
And leave y'all niggas in a surreptitious manner.
Oh, okay.
And have oh y'all God. And have y'all pensive about the whole situation. You did.
Look, I'm rolling Jackson. I'm rolling Jackson through like my own memory bank of like, wait, I know that definition. Hold on.
You feel me?
Oh my God. Like I heard English words, but then I had to interpret it like I was listening in Spanish.
Yeah, you know the whole hat. Like,
wait, what's that word mean? Hold on.
the hat instance. That's a bar right there.
Shit. You know the happenstance of Plymouth Rock God. Landed on this.
I see what he fucking did there. Yo, my stomach hurts, bro.
Oh my God, but what is it? Oh, I hate shit.
When dumb niggas try to act smart and use words. Like, shut up, bro. God. I know your vocabulary is only so big. Like, this something didn't expand like it should have. Pause, no diddy. And the cranial output, just it's not far reaching.
Oh my God. All right, my niggas, I gotta get ready.
Oh shit. Marty, before you go, question for you. What if you got up out of here? This is our last question before we get up out of here. What if you were unalived, but you ended up in, instead of heaven, you got to go to the spectate lobby?
Oh, I'm using whatever supernatural powers I have to connect to the world to let all the ops know where the target's at.
I just want to know who would you spectate and why.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Would you get on some creep shit and like?
I want to answer, but like, I can't. So the safe answer would be, I don't know. I check on the loved ones, make sure everybody is good. And I don't know weird shit. You know what I'm saying? Be on some guardian angel shit. You know what I mean? Just let niggas know, hey, they over there getting crazy. Y'all might want to get out of here. Or the lottery numbers is this. Or the answer to the test is this. You know what I mean?
I'm finna flip through niggas' lives like it's cable. I'm finna just be flipping channels.
That's interesting. Who would I?
I'm gonna go watch Chris Brown smoke weed and paint.
Okay,
smoke bud and paint. Oh God.
On that note, later.
Chris Brown.
Before I get in trouble.
Get mad at a nigga in front of go smoke weed and sketch.
Niggas still have to work, so.
I didn't say anything bad. I just said he likes to get high and go paint his house.
I heard that too. All right, I'm gonna holler at y'all. Follow me on Twitter, M_McFlyerThanYou. Instagram, M or Marty_McFlyerThanYou. Tap in. And if you a bitch ass nigga listening to this, yes, we was talking about you. You a lame ass bitch. Yes, we was talking about you. Y'all know who you are.
Yeah, boy, run it back. You know what I'm saying? Sloan.
Pray for salvation.
Before we get up out of here.
I thought we were still talking about
Hell yeah. You know, I had to get get it prepped and ready. Anyways, sir, what about you if you had to spectate? I don't really know who the fuck I would go like Marty said, I would check on family, just make sure they're cool. If I still understood that conscious part about me and I knew I was in the lobby, like, damn, I gotta wait. All right. Or I would just kind of move like the wind, bro. Go check out shit.
Bro, it really depends on the day.
Yeah.
Like, if I feel like being on some creep shit, I'm finna go spectate the Instagram bitches' lives. You know what
like,
I mean?
Yeah, do you really look like this? Nah.
Right, I'm finna beat this ghost dick. It ain't like she can see me. Like, right, I'm finna...
Yo.
I'm gonna go have fun, like check in on my parents, and like if I got like I could just teleport, boy, I'm gonna be in everybody bullshit. Everybody,
I can see that. I thought we were gonna get our superpowers during the eclipse, but my shit still ain't got shit. So,
I got my superpower.
Oh, that's cool. What'd you get?
What's that one? I got ADHD.
Oh, sweet.
And got I got what's the other one? Multiple personalities.
Oh, cool.
No, I got I mean, that. I use my disability as a superhero power.
Yeah, I downloaded those expansion packs a long time ago.
Yeah, you know your tentacles is out there touching Earth.
Yeah, for sure. See, listen, when you go outside, you legit you get to experience shit that the other niggas argue about on the internet, and you're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, you go outside, drink you a cup of coffee, smoke you some marijuana, and put your feet in the grass.
Man.
You ain't even got to bend over to touch the grass. Just take your socks off and put your feet in the grass and get grounded with earth.
Recharge your body.
You hoe-ass niggas. Go stand in the light. Tonight is a fucking full moon.
Go recharge.
Go charge your crystals and shit, nigga. Put your charging pad out there. You know what I'm saying? Put your wallet out there, too.
You know what I mean? Align your chakras, bro.
You niggas is broke.
Yo, half the time it don't even be about money.
This is why you niggas be off, because you forget to take it out. Like, y'all don't know the spiritualness of the goddamn rocks and shit that I just learned. So, like, you gotta put it out at a certain time and pick it up before sunlight hit it, because if sunlight hit it, yeah, you just wasted your time.
Right.
Now you drawing the energy from the stones and shit like that. See, a lot of you fuck niggas, you like to put your stones out, but you never like to pick them up.
Yeah, you have to. It's like a reset. Listen, go get some copper or something. You know what I'm saying?
About y'all just go get some pussy?
Yeah, that too.
And some bitches. Cam say? How about y'all just go get some bitches?
Once or twice you might come across girls you go down on, and it tastes like copper and nickels. So
that's gotta be write that down. That's gonna be a topic for the time you went down on the chick and it didn't taste right. It didn't have no smell to it. It just
it
tastes like she don't drink water. Like bitch, your pussy smell like Pepsi. Like, I don't know, sweetheart.
It's just there's like a
write that down, because I almost said some dumb shit, like when you lick the D battery, with the D battery, and you lick the D battery. Yeah, man, no Diddy, no Freako, because I did say lick the D battery, but. Yeah,
I'm fucking weak.
Sometimes this shit tastes like pennies and
straight
like ashtray change, and you can't say nothing about it either. Like
and then you pull the hair out.
Yeah, yeah. See, it tastes like cup holder change. You be like, what type of bitches you fucking with that be doing shit like that, bitch? If I'm saying it happened and he's saying it's happened, I guarantee whoever else is on the show next week will tell you.
We're not the only ones.
You bitches will try to pull this shit where y'all give us some musty coochie and we have to accept it. And you want to know why we have to accept it? Because you bitches' egos are fragile. As soon as we say... No, man, you know what? You get the woo-wop, the bam. This bitch, knowing that her coochie smelled like not even smell, because some of them, they be throwing it off. They be throwing it off.
Pond water a little bit.
It tastes like lake water. Shit, now you like, yeah. Are you okay down there? Oh, bitch. You gave me some motherfucking some Lake Lanier pussy. It's gone. I don't want to be here. And then you can't say that to that broad, because then you're going to hurt her feelings. Right. See, the bitch, last week, bitches, now you're affecting my mental health when you say, no, bitch, you knew your coochie smelled like warm battery acid when you...
Yeah, like tub water. Ugh.
No, and then you got them hairy, them hairy coochie bitches. That,
God.
You earthy bitches just don't understand that pussy hair keep everything. Everything. And then some of y'all just wipe the pussy and not the hair. So you just got you got fresh smelling pussy, but pussy hair smell like piss. Like, dog, what the fuck? Like, bitch, you were right there. Why didn't you just baby wipe everything? You could have went, if you would have went front to back, you would have got everything in one swoop. And that's if she using a baby wipe. But, like, no, or not a baby wipe, an adult flushable wipe. It's still a fucking baby wipe.
Ooh.
What I'm just saying, bitch, don't. If you know your pussy has been on simmer all day, and you ain't ran a motherfucking
like
wet
you ain't
wipe
even,
through that bitch,
you ain't found a duvet. You ain't
like you try to search. Something. Like, look, I like see some niggas that do like tasting your day. I'm not one of them. I'd rather taste soap or water. What are you talking about? You not finna give me this tart lemonade pussy. Yeah, dog,
unsweetened
cool.
Tea has, bitch.
Nah, like unsweetened tea, even like that shit tastes bland. That ain't got no taste. This bitch has a taste. This bitch tastes like warm knuckles.
Warm 40.
Yeah. And then don't let it be like close to her period. And then iron taste come in.
Yo.
Like, oh, your period coming soon. I can tell. Like, no, it's not. Bitch, I can taste it. I can taste the enzymes. So I know this shit.
Old
is nickel scraping.
Track.
Like, yeah, this is the scrape juice from the walls. I know what this is, nigga. This is pre-period juice. I know what this is.
No.
This is that. Oh, this is iron pussy taste. That's the time of the month when, like, right before your time of the month is when the dog sniff your crotch and be like, ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
I know it's finna come. Tart, bitch. Yeah, that's you. Let me get out of here, bitch.
Man, that's crazy. Them the bitches that want you to fuck them to scratch their coochie.
No. Them the ones that be hiding it from you. Like, you ain't got to go down on me. No, just hit it from the back, and then that back shot wind stank. Ain't nothing worse than catching that back shot wind. And then it don't even be like, you be hitting it from the back and be tearing it up, and then that sweat dropping up booty. And it smelled like a motherfucking bomb went off.
you just back there
clapping like this. With your shirt over your face, man, until that shit clear up.
Yeah, bro. Yo.
Brother is Why back is it, there struggling.
Like Nodrick, you ever seen the protesters? Back there just...
It's like you come from the club and just give you coochie. She ain't even like running through the sink or nothing.
Hurry up, babe, before I go to bed.
Right, you crack like, from the back. It smell like cigarettes. what's the seltzer? White Claw.
Taylor Swift. Right. All her toxins from her private jet flights. Why niggas get mad about that? I don't know.
And Newport Lights in a box.
Oh, definitely. And also,
not warm, Newport. My bad. Marlboro Lights in a box.
Warm OEs for sure. Little drabble.
Yeah.
Ooh. Anyways, nigga, yeah, it's time to go. I don't want to hear nothing about pickles, nickels, nothing with that'll give me the ickles. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Hairy muff, bitch.
And they always be wanting to do the most active shit outside. Like, man, you've been outside with a skirt all day. That thing's been twanging and wanging.
Right. In the humidity. You've been walking down the street barefoot, bitch. You don't.
That's moonflower. That's definitely a moonflower somewhere.
Right.
It's a dirty dreadlock, at least one.
Right. If you don't pat that pussy with a wet wipe.
Man, it's okay. Deodorant. Deodorant. Name. Don't put on Dior if you don't got deodorant. You know what I'm saying? Rent, Dior, none of that. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't got none of it, just make sure you got deodorant. None of you funky niggas outside or bitches, because y'all be doing it. He, them, shim, the shim, they, there, then, who, how, what, where. I think I covered all the bases, the alphabet people, the color coordinators, the hetero, retro, indigo. What is that about it? Yeah, I think I got it. Fuck
the UFOs.
Yeah, they definitely gonna be outside. Baby mamas is outside this summer. I repeat, baby mamas is outside this summer. How do you say that in Spanish, Sloan?
El la madre de niña, niño, es hope. I don't know what outside is. Yeah. Hold on, I can Google translate it though.
Yeah, you're gonna learn it soon.
Hold on, give me a second.
What,
go ahead,
what?
Keep going, bro.
Let's see. 800 Shogun, you can find me all the places, people, places, and things. A.Hun.Shogun on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. You can also find me on Snapchat, A.Hun.Shogun.
Yo, baby, mama, Afrira.
Yeah.
Afrira.
Yeah, they outside with the Frodars. And right. Frodos, you know what I'm saying?
Free hoes.
Yeah. Ah, man, when you work in a fucking sneaker boutique and you get to do a whole bunch of shit, and people, you ever feel like, anyways, we'll get to it later. Listen, water, stay hydrated. You know what I'm saying? Wu-Tang is forever. Don't take none of this shit too serious. You get out of here no matter what. You won't get out of here alive. You know what I'm saying? Double entendre, you're welcome. Yeah, man, be cool, be kind, and take all this shit in time, like Sloan said. Yeah, boy. Sloan, where can people find you, sir?
Susio Sloan 217, drink water, smoke reefer, wash your ass, mind your business. Don't let nobody take your butt unless you want to. And if you do want to, make sure you wear a condom. Fat women will love you the best. Just wash your pussy. And make sure you wipe your booty from the front, like front to back and back to front. That way you don't miss nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Factual with actual.
Just letting y'all know. Just because. Yeah, wash your ass. It's about to get hot. Can't have your monkey out here smelling like the jungle. Trim your forest, men and women.
Yeah, fellas, invest in dude wipes, bro.
Fuck the dude wipes. Invest in what's that? The thing for Manscaped.
Yeah, also. You know what I'm saying? The reason why it smells like orangutan's asshole is because, you gotta
give
fucking
your balls a fade.
Yeah, man, you gotta trim them up.
Yeah, you gotta get you gotta give your balls a nice tight fade, nigga.
Yeah, you gotta air them out, bro. Nobody wants swamp donkey, fucking no girls want that, bro. Just like, or guy, whatever you niggas are into.
And take it from child support's number one target, the C. the CS Dodger.
First and second baseman.
Right. Look, the CS Dodger. They don't. These hoes don't want no sweaty nuts. Before you get the cracking, wash your balls before you get the crack.
Yo, ask for a towel. You can wipe your face off. Your balls are immediately second.
It's not even that. And if you ain't got that thick glob right here on your chin after eating some coochie, you ain't doing it right, brother. All right, I'm out.
Okay, bye.
Bro, you got to eat pussy with confidence.
You do. Hey, also, be open to suggestions. Just say it. All right, niggas, bye.
Blowing her butthole when she comes.
For sure, dude. Finger or otherwise. Nah. Just a little tickle.
With consent.
With consent. Baby, you cool with this?
Bye. God bless you. God bless you. Goodbye.